MPs will vote on different Brexit options later as the country's exit from the EU remains in disarray. Theresa May's under pressure from different groups of MPs to leave without a deal or to try for a softer Brexit agreement or call a snap election. A Vietnamese woman accused of killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has escaped the death penalty after murder charges against her were dropped. Do Eun Thi Hoang smeared poison over Kim Jong-nam's face back in 2017. NHS England wants to raise awareness of community pharmacists as qualified healthcare professionals. Just 15% of us visited the pharmacy instead of their GP with a minor ailment last winter. Abraham Kadadi's a pharmacist.
I don't really think there's a reluctance of people wanting to see their pharmacist. Lots of people know that pharmacists are healthcare professionals. They train for 5 years. They have a lot of clinical skills.
And the cost of a routine checkup at NHS dentists is increasing by 5% to £22.70. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Esther Halligan.
Whatever your trade, passing on skills to a keen young person can be one of the most rewarding things you can do. So why not consider taking on a CITB apprentice? CITB are the country's largest apprenticeship provider to the construction industry. Our young people are highly motivated and ambitious, and you can get up to £10,000 to help with their training. So come on, what are you waiting for? Visit citb.co.uk/CITB-apprenticeships and find out why an apprentice could be good for your business.
Today's tough stuff weather. Britain's leading heavy-duty GRP waterproof flat roofing.
Cloudy with outbreaks of rain for most areas. It will become increasingly windy in some places. In the sun, though, it will feel warm with highs of 15 degrees Celsius.
The Russ and Jono Fit Radio Experience with CITB. Supporting construction careers for over 45 years.
Menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Around your kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. A gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. We'll be right back.
Troubles of London, Monday afternoon, April Fool's Day. It's the 1st of April. Russ Williams over here.
Jonathan Coleman over here. Hello.
Hello. And you know the thing is, we don't have to get involved with April Fool's Day because anything after 12 noon doesn't count. We would be the fools, and of course, never let it be said that we are a couple of fools.
No, well, I have been waiting at a location for about 4 hours for a plumber to arrive, and then I just realised the plumber's booked for tomorrow. So there you are. I think I scraped into April Fool's, Russ.
Well, I think that is very good work. Russ and Jono listener, Mark Antony. There's a famous name from history.
Oh, yeah.
He was born on the 1st of April, according to his Twitter profile. So, Mark, a very happy birthday to you. And, Jono, I've got to tell you, Graham Mack on the Fix Radio breakfast show in Manchester did a great thing. Yeah. People phoning in saying they'd been stopped by the police, and the police were grabbing their mobile phones and were putting them in a little gizmo in the back of the police car, and could tell because their mobile phones were switched on whether they'd been speeding on their way to work. So Graham was getting all these people on, like policemen and what have you, on the show, and telling people to get their phones off. If you're driving, turn your phone off. And it was a fantastic April Fool, so well done. Just in case anyone, you know, listening right now is thinking, oh God, I better turn my phone off, that I could get nicked. It was a joke. It was an April Fool.
It was a joke. As long as you're not touching it while you're driving, that's what the rules are. It's basically
what the
you're
phone
to do hands free. Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
just checking. Touch anything while you're driving.
Yeah, just the phone.
I don't think you're allowed to touch that either. But not touch your tools while you're driving.
Or absolutely.
Anything, or slapping anything or slapping your leg. But,
yes.
I think you're still allowed. I remember we did a thing on the breakfast show many, many years ago where someone was actually arrested for eating an apple as they drove along because there was some law that they'd brought in saying you're not allowed to eat while you're driving.
Yeah, that was on the M3. I remember that. I think it was a Kit Kat, actually. It was something like
that's
that.
That's right. There's been a few of them, and then I think somebody even in Australia was spotted by a police spotter plane back in the days when they could afford police spotter planes. It's all been cancelled now, but they saw someone eating while they were driving along, and they got a patrol car further up the road to pull them over for eating while they were driving. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah, what a bunch of snitches, eh?
Snitchy McSnitch.
Yeah. This is Russ and Jono and the Fix Radio Experience. We are the home of brilliant music like this Queen Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Raise a little thing called love. Fix Radio. The first tool you get out of the van in the morning. Apart from Jimmy, of course.
Town Rats and I Don't Like Mondays. Well, we love every day of the week because it is Russ and Jono on Fix Radio and it's April Fool's Day. And don't worry, we're not going to play any jokes on you at all, right? So after 12 noon. Okay, we just want to make that absolutely clear.
Just a little one.
I thought it was brilliant. Your plumber played an April Fool's joke on you and it didn't turn up when he was meant to. I thought that was quite fantastic.
Well, yeah. What an idiot. I sat there for 4 hours and then I thought, well, is it me or is it him? And then I looked in my phone, in my iPhone diary, and it was down not for today but for tomorrow. And then I thought maybe my wife thought it was a funny April Fool's joke. Anyway, I'm the fool and I was well and truly sucked in. But, you know, it's gone are the days of, remember the old spaghetti tree when they'd put a photograph in the newspaper?
I remember that.
BBC did it. Yeah, the spaghetti tree. And all these people thought spaghetti grew on trees.
What a bunch of mugs, eh? Hey, Jono, psychic vibes are coming through to me. It is time for
tonight's football results.
Oh, fantastic.
Easy, Cowboy. There's only one game in the Premier League tonight. It comes at that spaceship that appeared many years ago on the skyline of North London. I'm talking about the Emirates, the home of the Arsenal. And I know that you love it up the Arsenal whenever you're in London. Jono, you make a beeline for there.
I do. I look for Mr. Wenger and I say,
no, he's
please
gone.
Take me up
he's
the
gone.
Arsenal.
Oh, is Wenger's
he gone?
Gone.
He's gone.
He's disappeared. Terry Henry, he's gone. Arsene Wenger's gone. They've now got a bloke called Unai Emery as the manager, who's a little Spanish bloke.
Ooh, Unai Emery. Yeah. That's like something you rub your, you trim your nails with. I get that Unai Emery board out.
Yes, exactly. So here we go. We have a game tonight. Arsenal against Newcastle, the Toon Army. And this is the result of the game before it's played. It's a genius bit of Russ and Jono. And here it comes. Arsenal and Newcastle fans. Tonight's football result. Arsenal 2, Newcastle 1.
Ooh. I've got a feeling that it's going to be Arsenal for a win too. I think your vibes are good, Russ.
No, that's the result ahead of the game. Yeah. So you can lump on a Betfair and make yourself a few quid. And we'll do it again tomorrow, Jono, because we've got two Premier League games tomorrow and three on Wednesday. So we've got a triple of tonight's football results with Russ and Jono. Should we play some more music? I suppose we ought to. Really.
I think that's a good idea.
Are you feeling idle?
Only if it's Billy.
No, it's Oasis.
Just lazy.
Fix Radio, when a flooded kitchen call-out is just water under the fridge.
Sealants Online. Conveniently situated off the North Circular in London E4, Sealants Online offer a massive selection of mastic joint sealants, specialist adhesives, waterproofing materials and much more for collection or rapid delivery. Open from 6 a.m. weekdays, technical Tony and his knowledgeable team are on hand to assist you.
All right, mate.
Complete with a free cuppa for every visitor in our friendly, spacious showroom. Need to match a colour spot on? No problem. We have the largest range of coloured sealants in the whole of the UK. Fact. Find us today. Sealantsonline.co.uk.
That feeling when your project is running nice and smooth with no ache. Then, just as it's getting dark, Dino the Leery Sparky announces he's run out of conduit and cable and you've got handover first thing in the morning. Don't go off on one. Take a deep breath and relax. Facilities managers, procurement managers, electricians, plumbers, mechanical fitters, painters, decorators, builders and developers. Simply call the Construction Industries Emergency Supply Service, EMU24. Try them day or night on 01708 555 345 for same day delivery, 24 hour service and speak to a real person or visit emu24.co.uk. EMU24, you're done.
Fit Show 2019, set to be the biggest yet. From May 21st to May 23rd at Birmingham NEC, come along and be impressed with over 300 leading brands from across the window, door, conservatory and glass industries, showcasing their latest products, services, innovations and technology. Don't miss your chance to be part of Fit Show 2019. Pre-register today, it's free and you could win prizes. Visit fitshow.co.uk.
TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk, do insurance for the trade. So, as much as we admire estate agents for the way you can sell someone an overpriced shoebox, you ain't one of the 70 trades that we cover. At TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk, we only do trade insurance at trade prices, like up to £600 personal accident cover per week with our public liability insurance. See TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk. T's and C's, exclusions apply.
At VLUX, we like to reward you trades guys and girls. And right now, we're going to reward you even more by boosting your year-round VLUX rewards this April and May. Get a huge £40 reward with every VLUX white painted roof window you buy. You can spend your rewards in Marks & Spencer, Argos, Tesco and John Lewis to name but a few. To sign up and make your claim, head to vlux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply. Claim by 14th June 2019.
Nothing in construction is easy. With rework and cost overruns, managing a project can be a nightmare. With Procore, all the information you need is accessible on any device, so you can stay up to date and in control. Procore is a construction management software solution that brings everything together on one platform, enabling communication between the field and office so that everyone involved knows what's happening and when, saving you time, money, and sleepless nights. Find out more at Procore.com.
The Russ and Jono Fix Radio Experience with CITB, supporting construction careers for over 45 years.
We'll be right back.
boys and girls, mums and dads, wherever you are around the UK, well, especially in London and Manchester and places like that, you're listening to Russ and Jono. I know what you're saying. You thought they were dead. No, we're alive and kicking and right here on Fix Radio.
Yes.
That's right.
We are.
We're alive and coughing.
Okay. Are we ready for a dumb crime of the day? And it's brought to you with Tough Tech Pro, a flat roof solution you can trust.
Russ and I hate criminals. We hate crime.
Never pays.
Crime does crime.
And never pays.
Never pays. And this is how we explain it to you, by reading you some of the stories that are in the papers and around the internet of stories of idiot criminals. And here comes one now. How's that?
Yes, and this is from Canada, which is next to the United States of America. And it's about
it's just above it, actually, Russ.
Oh, is it? Okay. Thank you very much. I just want to say this is a dumb crime of the day. And it's from Canada. A pair of crooks tried to rob a store, a convenience store in Alberta.
Yeah.
And they had a history of being credit card thieves, which means they had four,
right,
as they say in the police. And sure enough, they were robbing the store. The store owner pressed the alarm direct to the police station. In the distance, the thieves heard the loud noise of the police sirens approaching, and so decided that they would climb up into the roof of the convenience store and hide. And the police turned up, and the owner of the store said there was two people here that was trying to rob me, and they just run away. I don't know where they are. And then all of a sudden, the roof collapsed. Shoof!
Oh.
And they fell on the floor in front of the police. What about that? And they were arrested. How stupid
idiots
are they?
Idiots.
Fools! And that is our dumb crime of the day with Tough Tech Pro, a flat roof solution you can trust.
Imagine if you and I were a couple of criminals and we were stuck in a roof of a convenience store.
Impossible in
who
your
do you reckon
case.
Would go through the who do you reckon would go through the ceiling first and end up in cash and wrap?
I believe it could be the person whose name begins with J and ends in Ono.
I can almost see the CCTV footage now. Look at this chubby chap.
Russ and Jono, Fix Radio, Monday afternoon. Great to have you with us. We're playing brilliant music as usual. And don't forget, the Sport Hour is coming up after us at 1 o'clock.
Radio. Music while you screw.
Chelsea Dagger, the Fratellis, it's Russ and Jono. It is the Fix Radio Experience. Tell your friends, please. We are here Monday to Friday, 12 noon till 1. And on a Saturday, yep, you can listen to the show between 8 and 10 a.m. We've got to give a big shout out to Ian, the MOT tester from Welling Garden City. He's kind of a tradesman, tunes in every day. He's a big fan of Deep Purple, anything rocky. Oh. So maybe we'll play him some Bubba O'Reilly soon. He'll like that. He's down in his pit. Fiddling with the cars, fantastic, at the moment, going, my life is complete, Russ and Jono are back. That's what he said on the message to us. It's tell you weird. What,
I've been getting a lot of tweets at the Russ and Jono website, and just Russ and Jono tweet, you know, at Russ and Jono.
Yes,
but a lot of people have actually kind of slowly discovered the show on Fix Radio, and also a lot of my friends in Australia have been checking it out at night time. At 11 o'clock at night, it is currently in for Australian listeners, so hello to all the friends listening on the east coast of Australia. 11 p.m. at night currently till midnight, so a lot of people listen to it on their phones in the car coming back from places.
Yes.
So Steve and Tony and Nancy and Paul and all those people that have sent me little messages listening to fix.co.uk, and you'll be glad to know actually you also gave us a bit of a plug on a TV show the other day. I mentioned the fact that Russ and Jono were reunited after I talked about being arrested once with you, except it was me that got arrested at a radio show, you remember, what? With the sheep.
Ah, yes. Remember with the sheep incident. Yeah. Steve Wright doing the big show, and then all these sheep turned up. Yes, in Birmingham. Oh, no. I remember that well.
Birmingham. Yes, yes.
Yes. And you spent...
Russ decided to stay in... You decided to stay in the studio, in the hotel room.
Well, no, I just said, John, I've just got to take a little phone call. Be back in a minute. Come here, Mr. Coleman. Follow us.
Look after these sheep.
And you did it very well, of course. And then you actually butchered them and ate them for your lunch, I seem to recall.
No, yeah, that was a bit later on.
Yeah. It's Russ and Jono on Fix Radio. I've been digging out. We used to do a feature called Lost in Showbiz, which was a little feature that sort of outlined the outrageous behaviour of people in showbiz, actresses, music stars and what have you. I found three crackers to share with you and the rest of the Fix Radio audience, and I want you to hold it there, little buddy, because it's coming up next.
Holding.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sow. Well, let me tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold. Carry this load. Inside the bottle, maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine. And for my good old buddies, I spend my last dime. Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warmer than sunshine. Well, I need
Radio from the ground up. The Full Fix Breakfast.
Now, Ben has been stuck in the lift since about 6:30 this morning in the Fix Radio building. Ben, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ben. Right, now, you've managed to climb your way up onto the top of the lift, right? Now, can you see there's sort of like a big cog?
There's quite a few cogs.
Well, it's a big one. It's the big main cog.
Well, I assume you mean this one. It's a couple of large ones, to be honest. I'm assuming you mean this.
There should be, just to the left of where that cog is, a little lever. So apparently if you move that lever, it should then connect the cogs back together.
It's got two arrows, it goes both ways. Which way do I do it?
Up.
It's left or right, there is no up.
I think left.
My left or stage left? I'm really afraid to get this wrong.
would say your left. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Go, your left.
I don't know.
Pull the lever.
The Full Fix Breakfast with Trev and Ben. Back tomorrow at 7.
What follows are true stories. 40 minutes after getting the call from Waits, three 315-amp J-type fuses were delivered to a tower block in Stoke Newington. Problem solved in less time than it takes to order a pizza. Nice tasty though. EMU 24. Job done. 9 p.m. DG3 graphics building in darkness with workforce standing outside waiting to crack on. Hour and a half later, power restored after EMU 24 delivered three new 400-amp fuses to the door. Night shift weren't too impressed, it must be said. EMU 24, job done. Another happy customer received distress call at 3 a.m. 32-amp 3-pin plug needed urgently at Westfields to complete a job in time for their 8 a.m. opening. Goods picked, packed and delivered within the hour. EMU 24, job done. The construction industry's emergency supply service is EMU 24. Try them day or night. Call 01708 555 345 for same day delivery 24 hours a day and speak to a real person. Or visit EMU24.co.uk and click to call. EMU24. Job done.
TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk do insurance for the trade. So, if you're in the floristry game, we're sorry. Because even though your handiwork with Oasis is the stuff of legend, you ain't one of the 70 trades that we cover. At TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk, we only do trade insurance at trade prices, like up to £5 million public liability insurance. See TradeDirectInsurance.co.uk. T's and C's, exclusions apply.
When you need a screw, you need a really good screw. You need Screw Shop. Screw Shop have high-quality screws and fixings for every job and offer next-day delivery to anywhere in the UK and guaranteed best prices. Easy to order, fast delivery, excellent service. That's what our customers say. Screw Shop, your friend in the trade for over 30 years. Visit screwshop.co.uk and claim an extra 10% saving using the FIX10 promo code at checkout.
Up the revolution! Now I've got your attention, let's talk Tough. Tough Waterproofing Limited, a leading supplier of waterproofing materials for flat roofs, proudly presents a revolutionary new product, Tough Tech Pro, a one-pot solution that's easy to use, seamless, attractive, 100% waterproof, and it lasts. Visit toughtechpro.co.uk and join the revolution. Tough Tech Pro, a registered trademark of Tough Waterproofing Limited. Tough Tech Pro, flat roofs conquered.
Known for their performance, durability, accuracy and strength, CK Tools are designed for professionals. And for a decade, Chingford Electrical and CK Tools have worked together to bring you tools you can trust. So come on down and grab a deal on the all-new Triton XLS, Dextro and Glow Slim 5-piece screwdriver sets, starting from just £14.75 plus VAT. Plus mention Fix Radio and save an extra 10% at 5 to 9 Chingford Mount Road, London E4, or call 020 8531 9919.
Ready? Be ready to work faster, smarter and easier. Festool cordless power tools, freeing you to do more. Festool, high quality cordless power tools. Robust, reliable, unbeatable performance backed by a 3-year comprehensive warranty. Check out the range at festool.co.uk for greater ease when working. Festool, ready with tailor-made cordless solutions.
The Russ and Jono Fix Radio Experience with CITB. Supporting construction careers for over 45 years.
Travelling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear that thunder? Six foot four and full of muscle.
Russ and Jono, Fix Radio, Monday afternoon. I'm not totally lost in showbiz when I tell you what, little buddy, I promised these were coming, and I haven't got the jingle that we used to have. It used to be the show busy sort of that showbiz, and then the, rather like Lost in Space, this voice used to go,
Lost in Showbiz.
Jack has put some echo on that.
Da, 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 da.
Lost in showbiz.
You don't have to do it, okay? These are genuine, outrageous demands from celebrities, okay? Yeah. First up,
love it.
Naomi Campbell. Have you ever met her?
Oh. No, we used to make lots of jokes about Naomi Campbell. I remember joke. Remember when she had the book out called The White Swan?
Did she?
And we used to say, yes, she had her book out, and everyone said it's very good, but they haven't quite finished colouring it in yet. Remember that?
Right. Naomi Campbell is lost in showbiz. She insists, Jono, that whenever she makes an appearance in public, nobody is allowed to speak to her unless she says hi to them first.
Oh,
what a stuck-up woman.
it's unbelievable.
So if you go, hi, Naomi, she just blank you, okay? Because some minion hasn't said, she has to say hi to you first. Here comes another one. When appearing on the BBC's Later with Jules Holland show 3 years ago, Kanye West demanded that his dressing room carpet was ironed by an assistant as it was too bumpy.
Ironed? The carpet?
Ironed. Yeah, they had to get the iron out.
How can you,
and,
how can you iron
it? There you go,
Rastus.
Just make it less bumpy, please. Thank you. There you go. And this one is my favourite. I've got to tell you what an example of being completely lost in showbiz. No grip on reality whatsoever. And it features Mariah Carey, Jono, who I've interviewed once, and she was surrounded by a lot of people who were frowning every time I asked her a question, but she was actually okay, and she was quite normal then. But she's not now.
Really?
Mariah Carey has an assistant who has to walk backwards in front of her at all times, just in case she falls over.
That's amazing.
Yep, true. Lost in showbiz, mate.
Lost in showbiz.
I met him in a crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Yeah!
Yes. Thanks to our good friends at CITB Apprenticeships. We'll tell you more about that, of course, but wonderful people they are. You're listening to Russ and Jono on Fix Radio, and people tell me it's Mariah Carey's favourite lunchtime listen, Russ.
Is it really?
Can you believe that?
Oh, blimey,
yeah,
I don't believe
Mariah
that.
Carey.
What a woman.
She always gets her little sycophants to put it on the radio.
Oh, I'm sure those sycophants are just standing behind her in case she falls. Unbelievable.
That's right. But then again, if she did fall down, she's rather big at the front. You would have thought she'd bounce straight back up again.
Well, yes, so, exactly. Yeah. Well put, couldn't agree more. On the show tomorrow, Edwin and Shanker with those wacky headlines. We got some sad but trues. Tonight's football results are coming up tomorrow on the show. Yeah, it's a bit of a time warp thing. And tons of great music, a little bit of lunchtime banter. But I'm afraid it is time for us to disappear as the clock beckons, little buddy.
Absolutely, Russ. And what I'll do at the end of the show is I'll get ready, pack myself a little bit of a lunch, and nip over to wait for the plumber, and at least I'll be 24 hours early instead of being 48 hours early. So by the time he gets there tomorrow, it'll be the right day, and my head would have stopped spinning around. So as I look at the studio clock, Russ, in my little face, in my little eyes, I say that we should knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. It goes so fast, and now we'll end our Monday show. But as Russ and I always say around about this time of the day,
see ya!
On air, online, on your phone, and on site. This is Fix Radio.
MPs are debating and voting on Brexit today. They're holding another round of indicative votes.